here with Larry Ehrlich, and Larry is actually my mortgage dad. I've talked about him a couple of times on the show. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
And I've got Larry here because I want everybody to know who Larry is. A lot of times you will give me a call and I'll get a text message if you have reached out and talked to the call service if it's after hours or a weekend. Other times, you know, if I'm just out and I'm busy, you might get a phone call back from Larry. So I think it's really important that everybody that listens to the show knows who you are, Larry, and what you do and how much experience that you have. And actually, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm working for you because, you know, you're one smart cookie. All right. So I'm going to kind of interview you. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. So, Larry, you're a dad.
I am a dad. Two kids, both grown up. My daughter is 30. My son is 24.
All right. So anybody out there listening, you guys want to ask Larry a question about parenting, he's the guy to do that to. So text the word mom to 474747. We want some parenting questions right now.
And he's always happy to help.
Yeah. He's got a boy and a girl. So he's been through all of it,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Way more than you want to know.
You've been there from hockey sticks to makeup, right?
Yeah.
Makeup. I almost said something else, but we'll keep it at makeup.
Yeah. Not my expertise, but I could talk about it.
Right. Hey, you know what? If you've been a dad and you've been in the house, you've experienced
sure,
it.
Sure, so. Definitely.
All right. And what year? Do you remember what year that you started in the mortgage business?
Wow. I think there were stone tablets back then, but I want to say 87.
What was an interest rate in 87?
I want to say they were about 12%.
12%. And was that an adjustable or was that a fixed rate?
No, it was fixed.
Fixed rate?
Yeah.
So were you around when the rates had jumped to like 18 and 20% and people were getting adjustables, or was that before 87?
That was before 87. About 87, they were about 12%. And then they started to go down. And when it hit 10, people went crazy.
They were excited.
They never thought they would ever see 10%. It was like the first time in 30 years that that had happened.
Up until that period of time, were they always double digits? Was that kind of the norm?
Yeah, that was the norm, double digits. And people were okay with it. They accepted it. That was just the way it was. They didn't know any different. And they were anxious to buy a home. They wanted to be a homeowner. Saw the benefits of not appreciation, but just the fact of owning your own home and being a responsible citizen and having pride in what you do.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something that I feel sometimes gets lost now, you know, because you're looking at the budget and you're just looking at your expenses and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to have the responsibility of the homeownership.
Sure.
You know, I've got to fix the house if the roof leaks, if there's a pipe breaks, if my washer and dryer go out. Sometimes it's easier to just call a landlord, but it's all about that pride of homeownership, you know?
Yeah. Which I think people got out of the habit of buying a home just for pride of ownership. I think people looked at it as an investment. You know, how much money can I make if I keep it 3 or 5 years? And I think people got away from, you know, the pride of owning your own home.
Right, right. Well, and digging your roots. You know, I mean, this is where my home is. This is our family home.
Right.
This is where my kids are going to grow up. This is where my grandkids are going to come, you know, visit me. And, you know, that was something to be said for that. And when you do, we've talked about keeping real estate for the long haul. When you buy it and you hold it for a long time, you're never going to be able to get that price again. Even with the peaks and valleys of the real estate market, if you buy it and you wait 10 years, you'll never touch that price again.
Exactly.
You know, and then just time goes on and on and on. And then it gets time to retirement. And now you're in retirement. Now you own a home and you've got maybe a very small balance. Now it opens you up to options like a reverse mortgage. You know, so many things that you can do when you hold on to that house for a long time. But I kind of want to get back to what you were saying with, you know, people went crazy when they got to 10%. And so then, you know, we saw kind of the I would say in 95, I think I bought my first place. And I want to say my interest rate was 8.5% on an FHA loan.
A steal, right?
It was.
You were so happy.
I was stoked. Then in 1998, it was about the same. I bought another townhome. And then in 2000, I think, that I bought my first house, right?
Right.
And I want to say that my rate at that point was like 7.25. So what we've really seen since probably, I'd say, early 90s till now is we've never been in double digits.
No.
Never. Do you feel, when you're looking at the economy and the way that the world is and everything, do you feel that we'll ever see those double digits again?
I don't think so. I think the economy is strong enough that we won't ever see it. I don't think the feds will allow that anymore.
I don't know that people could afford to buy anything if we were in double digits.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, think about the prices of homes and where your monthly payment would be if you were at a 10% rate versus maybe a 5, you know?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, the thing to keep in mind is a lot of people keep saying, should I wait to buy? Should I not buy? You know, what if rates come down? What if rates go up? What if property values drop? You know, you've been in this business for a long time. You've been doing it longer than me. What would you say to somebody that's, you know, asking you those questions or you're hearing them talk about that?
Right. I always tell them, you know what? There's never a bad time to buy. There's only a bad time to sell. So if you buy a house, You know, you never know when it's a good market, when it's a bad market, when it's a good market. There's never a bad time to buy because the prices, yes, they might go down. Let's say you buy a house for $400,000 and 3 years from now it's worth $200,000, just to be drastic.
Armageddon.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares? As long as you don't have to sell it when it's at $200,000, it doesn't really matter what it's worth because you're going to keep that house to when you're ready to sell it. You know, excusing unforeseen circumstances, you lose your job or you get job transfer.
Right,
other than that, you're not going to have to sell when the market's low. You sell when the market's best for you.
Right.
So in my opinion, there's never a bad time to buy. You know, it's a good time to buy. Rates are below 10%.
Right. I think rates are below 5% right now. I mean,
5%.
We've recently had a nice little dip in the market.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of started a little trend of a little refinance boom. We've seen a lot of clients that we close loans for between, I would say if you closed a loan anytime between August and December of 2018, there's a good chance that the right rate is better today. Maybe not good enough that it's worth a refinance, and that's why they call us. We're
sure.
going to tell somebody, you know what, you're only going to save $60 a month. Don't do the refinance. Keep what you've got. But some clients I have, you know, a lot that did FHA loans and maybe, you know, they were at 5.25% and today we're doing, you know, somewhere around 4.5%. So there's definitely some savings there and a good reason for people to start calling right now. And we don't know how long that those are going to stay down because they kept telling us over and over and over and over again that rates were just going to continue to climb and that by the end of 19 that we should be looking at about 6 to 6.5% in a normal rate.
Right. And I think that's true, but also it's also a good time if you have mortgage insurance and you just got a loan recently in the last couple of years, it might be a good time to refinance because maybe the rate just drops a little bit, but you can get rid of the mortgage insurance and that could save you $200-$400 a month as well.
Yeah. Or somebody that's on an adjustable. So if you went into an adjustable rate, you know, a 5-year ARM or something like that, and maybe now you might be able to get close to that rate, which keeps the payment similar, but get yourself locked into that 30-year fix. So lots of reasons to call us. Larry is here. Larry's going to actually be the one taking the calls today. I want you guys to work with him directly. He's amazing. So text the word MOM to 474747 or give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Larry, you're a wealth of knowledge and I love it because you have this wisdom, you know, that, I've been around a good amount of time. I started in 95. You've definitely got time on me. But you know, you're just this wealth of wisdom. And I would really like to kind of get into that self-employed borrower too, because that's a piece that a lot of people, I think that they feel restricted, like they can't get a loan. Maybe they wrote off a lot on the tax returns. They didn't show a lot of profit. And here at JMJ, that's where we moved to.
Right.
Now we've got all these great programs. So, you know, if somebody calls you up and says, you know, hey, I've got, you know, I'm self-employed, but I don't have a lot on my, I don't have a lot of income showing on my tax returns. Where would you go first? What would be something you'd think about?
Well, the first thing we want to do is get their bank statements, because if they show enough money deposited in their account every month, that's something we can work with. We don't have to look at their tax returns. We can use the bank statements. And if they're showing, you know, regular income coming in, then that's a good alternative for them.
Yeah. No, I love that loan. Okay. So, you know, I love the wisdom and it's just so fantastic. And I feel like between the two of us, we're just such an amazing team because we've really just run into just about every scenario under the sun. I know that you recently, I love to talk about, you know, stories where somebody was declined and came to us. And I know that you had a client that was declined at two different lenders and they were ready to just lose the whole transaction. And your realtor, you know, they had their own lender and whatever, and that's okay. But the realtor finally said, you've got to call my guy.
Right.
And so tell me a little bit about that situation. What was, you know, people like to hear because it helps them to, maybe they can relate, you know, to that story, right? So give me a little bit about that scenario.
Well, it was an older guy who was buying a townhouse and he was investing most of the money that he's earned over the years. And he was really tight on funds and he went to Bank A. And Bank A looked at it, and a couple days later, they said, no, we can't do it. So, okay, no problem. He got directed to another large bank, a really large bank in the area. And, you know, everything was going well. They ran his credit. All was good. And then they dove into his income, and they weren't really comfortable with it.
Right.
He was on a pension and retirement income, and some banks are uncomfortable with using that income. So we took a look at it, and after they had already done the appraisal, and we closed that loan in 8 short days.
8 days. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was a major, major save. What I liked about it, and we'll kind of talk a little bit more, is, you know, that was one where he did have retirement income that was already coming in.
Right.
He had pension income that was already coming in and Social Security. So those are the pieces that you can't change, right? You can't move those pieces. But he had a significant amount of money in an IRA. And, you know, he wasn't using that IRA.
Right.
So that was something that because of his age and being over 60, you know, being old enough to be able to draw from an IRA, you were able to help him to get a distribution set up on a monthly recurring distribution that we confirmed with the company that held the bank that held his IRA funds, that they were going to start doing this monthly recurring distribution. And that gave him the additional income that the other bank said, no, you don't qualify. And we said, hey, he's got more money.
Yeah.
He just hasn't chosen to take the funds.
And the other bank actually was aware of that, but they weren't comfortable. They wanted to take a three-year average. He was already taking a small amount every month, and they wanted to take a three-year average of that money. But I explained to our underwriters at JMJ that, you know, he's got more than 3 years left taking the larger sum. And with FHA, as long as you have at least 3 years, they were okay with it and they didn't average it and they took his new higher amount and we were able to get that done for him.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk more about that. I just want everybody to know if you guys have questions and you wanna ask those, please text the word MOM to 474747. We're gonna answer those questions for you right now today. And you can always call us, of course. So call us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So give us a call and you're going to talk right directly to Larry or me. One of the two of us, we're here, we're at the studio, and you guys can text those questions in as well. And we'll reply to your text messages too. So what I want to kind of explain a little bit, and it's hard because you have to remember me and you are in mortgage, right? We do this on the daily. And sometimes we talk in terms that we think everybody understands.
Sure.
So, you know, just to kind of dumb that down a little bit. So he had an IRA that he was taking a distribution from.
Correct.
Now I want everybody out there listening to understand, even if you haven't chosen to exercise your option of pulling funds, that is something that you could choose to exercise. We only need it set up and we only need one deposit to be made in order to start counting that income. In his situation, though, he was already taking a small amount. He was only taking what he needed to take.
Correct.
Now he's deciding to buy a home that he's got to take a little bit more. And at JMJ, we said, not a problem. Increase it. And as long as the money in that account is sufficient enough to last for 3 years, taking that same money draw every single month, we will allow you to use that towards your qualifying income. And you got the deal done in 8 days.
Yes. And he had originally forfeited his deposit because the second bank said, yeah, no problem. And then when he went through final underwrite, they did have a problem with it. So we came in, not only saved the realtor and he was grateful for us, but we also saved the buyer his deposit. And
he's a homeowner
now. Yeah. And he's so happy. I've never seen a guy so happy because he really thought he was going to have to rent forever.
Oh, wow. That is so great. So again, guys, if you're out there and you're listening, honestly, if you've been told no, if you just in your mind feel like you're telling your own self no, don't do that. Give us a call. Let us talk to you. Let us talk about your scenario. It's tax time. If you're self-employed, we've got, you know, programs that don't necessarily need those, you know, full tax returns.
Sure.
If you, you know, are getting ready to file those returns, maybe there's a better way to file them this coming year to help you get into that home. Or if you've got credit issues, we're going to look at the credit and figure out what we can do to help you. No matter what, don't let yourself believe that it's a no. And even if somebody else has told you no, that may not necessarily be the case. So give us a call. Larry's waiting for you because he's actually going to be the one taking the majority of the calls today, which I'm kind of excited. I want him to do that. So it's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747. And you know what? If you guys go to the phone app, and I know we haven't talked about this a lot, but if you download the phone app, text the word MOM 474747 to say, how can we help you? You're going to text us back your question. But you're also going to get a link to our phone app, and you can download the phone app. And it's really, really simple. On there, it actually says, email Larry. And you can actually email Larry. It says call office. You can call the office. So if you guys want to, you can get a hold of Larry all weekend long. He's pretty amazing. And even if you want to call me next week or whenever, but Larry's the guy you want to talk to, all you have to do is just ask for Larry. It's that simple.
I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah.